Hoggle. Good cat. Good cat.
Oh, Dickon, hello.
Hello. Do you hear what I hear?
Come on, then. Come on. Good girl. Good girl.
Oh, God, hasn't she turned up yet?
Hoggle.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it. I thought Mike was going out to dinner.
Yeah. Do you think he's forgotten the time?
It's going to be late anyway.
Oh, where is he?
Hoggle! Hoggle!
Sounds like the patio.
We better remind him.
He's certainly had a round of parties the last few days.
Yes. You coming to the Herald party tomorrow?
Yeah, whole of accounts is. Mike doesn't know about it yet, does he?
Oh, yes.
What? I thought it was supposed to be a big surprise.
That's right. And guess who gave it away?
Who?
God.
What?
Our proprietor, Milton Monk.
Oh.
Well, you know, it was the printers today. Oh, Michael and Liz went along to have a drink with him, sort of hail Liz and farewell Mike. And apparently the first thing he said to them when they walked in was, "Sorry you're leaving this afternoon, Mike, I shall miss your party."
Oh.
Gave the whole thing away.
It's rather a pity, really, that he's going so early. An evening party would have been better in lots of ways.
Oh, lunchtime booze-up's not your cup of tea? Or a glass of vino, as it were?
Oh, Deacon.
Get this damn window to move.
Well, the catch is still on, you fool.
Ah, just testing you.
Oh, dear.
What on earth are you two doing? You were going to come through that window.
We were trying to remind you about the Tysons.
Why, what time is it?
8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I do apologize, Liz.
Well, don't. It's a movable feast.
Well, it's certainly a feast.
Now, you've apologised about half a dozen times already, and the whole idea was to have a relaxed evening and just please ourselves.
This almond soup is delicious.
Oh, good. Peter will be back in a minute. We only asked you. We thought it was easier to relax, though.
Well, that suits me fine. I seem to have had an everlasting round of parties this week. I'm not used to it.
Ah, sorry. We were going to have a fourth for dinner.
Oh, Arthur?
Yes.
Better ask him in, darling. We can't just leave him to go up to bed without any food.
Now, he's eaten. He only wanted to come in and natter. Oh, soup's good, Liz.
Ooh.
Thanks. I thought he was staying another night with George. Why's he come back?
Well, I think he was frightened they might ask him to carry something heavier than a teacup.
Oh, darling.
Go on, we can be as nasty as on this evening. Just the three of us.
Yes, that's exactly what we were saying. And it's a great relief, believe me.
Milton opened a bottle of champagne for him today.
Oh, yes, not for me. I hate to tell you, Peter, but I think you should keep a very close eye on that gentleman.
Milton?
Yes, he gave me a great spiel not so long ago about how he was going to ask the new editor into his office every Thursday for a drink. Well, now I see why. No wonder he was keen to keep the channels of communication open.
Well, thanks for the dip.
How's the soup going? Anybody like some more?
Oh, both of us would, I think, darling.
Well,
No, it's all right, I'll do it. You haven't finished yours. I bet you got a jolly good meal last night, didn't you, Mike?
Well, it didn't beat this. That boy can certainly cook.
What boy?
Rob. He had dinner with Rob and Dickon last night.
Ah. Now, soup.
Oh. Thanks.
Darling?
Yes, please.
Dickon isn't homosexual, is he?
No,
I just wondered, with him moving in with Rob.
I think they just get on well. Do you want some more bread, Mike?
Yes, please.
What do you mean with him moving in with Rob?
Oh, well, it just seemed to point in that direction somehow. But as Liz says, I think they're simply friends.
Well, why shouldn't they be?
Well, there's no reason at all. Rather nice. You know, each of them is fairly exceptional in his own way. But Rob's gay, isn't he?
Yes.
You never told me.
You never asked. You certainly put the kibosh on that dinner party.
Oh, did I?
What do you think? 11 o'clock, Mike's gone, and we're going to bed. Not the mark of a riotously successful evening. Could you undo my zip, please? Thanks. Whatever was the matter with you?
Matter?
Did you have indigestion or something?
No.
Rob?
I can't understand why you never told me.
What does it matter?
It matters, darling, because he spends a great deal of time with Jeremy.
Darling, he wouldn't lay a finger on Jeremy.
How do you know?
You don't really think that all homosexuals are pedophiles, do you?
I don't really want to discuss it.
Ah, Sophie.
Hi.
Any sign of Rob?
Well, didn't you see him at the old bakery?
Oh, don't say we've done a box and cox.
Looks like it. He wanted an extra lot of marmalade ice cream. It's going like hotcakes. See what I mean?
Damn.
Well, look, can I give him a message?
Yeah, you better. He's been a bit elusive these days, isn't he?
Well, I hadn't noticed.
Well, you can tell him he's going to the planetarium Monday afternoon, whether he likes it or not.
Well, why?
Because I promised Jeremy and now I can't take him. I've got a session with the accountant instead.
He breaks up today, doesn't he?
Yeah. Ah, you should have heard the plans being made at breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And what's more, it looks as if he is going to make the junior swimming team. He asked to go in for Saturday morning practice in the holidays.
Very impressive.
You holding the fort all on your own here, Sophie, then?
Yeah, more or less.
I don't suppose Madam's in the office?
Nope.
No, she wouldn't be. Out buying up the town for holiday treats, more like.
Oh, wrong, Missy. She's taking a lot of stuff over to the Herald offices.
What for?
Patty on croûte, cheesecake, a whole list of things.
Do themselves well, don't they?
It's Mike's farewell party. They decided to have food as well as drinks.
How's the guest of honor enjoying it?
Oh, very much.
Just as well I decided on food, too.
Ah, that was a very good idea.
Otherwise, there'd be a lot of blind, drunk reporters reeling around Paxton this afternoon. Not that there's going to be much work done, I can see.
Oh, well. Friday afternoon.
And you don't have to crack the whip anymore.
You're dead right, I don't.
I bet Claire can't wait to see you again.
Well, I feel that way, too. And that's why I couldn't make it an evening party. I'm sorry about that.
Couldn't wait to shake the dust of Hampstead off your feet.
Well, it is quite exciting. New sort of life opening up for me.
And it's nice to have someone waiting at the other end.
Ah, very important. You've got a tough job to do. We're lucky.
Very.
Hello, what's he doing here?
Who? God, there's a racket in here, isn't there?
Well, that Australian, Graham, whatever he's called.
Oh, I asked him.
You did?
Yeah, Graham McFarlane. I've decided to take him on.
Sitting in the editor's chair, are we, Dickon? Mm-hmm. Trying it for size, maybe.
No. I never could stand things that go round and round.
You've not got a very strong head, perhaps.
Piano stools, for instance. And we had a thing at home called a captain's chair.
You would. In mine, we had an able seaman's.
Oh, God.
You're not leaving us, are you?
I believe in circulating at parties.
Which is why you don't need a revolving chair, I suppose.
That was pretty witty, Morris. Yeah, I think you're improving. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Dickon.
I'll leave you two to it, then.
That laddie needs a boot in the backside.
Oh, he's had too much of that punch, that's all.
Aye, and that's when the home truths start popping out. Oh, dear. You think I'm being cuddly?
Why?
Skulking in here, instead of charging out into the newsroom and being the life and soul of the party.
You're not skulking.
Well, I've never exactly been the life and soul, anyway.
It's nicer in here. It's not so crowded.
Not so noisy.
Good company.
The sexiest woman at the party. Sorry. I think I've had a bit too much.
Let's go and find some food.
Aye, that's what there isn't in here, of course. Food.
Oh, wrong again. I've just found a plate of cheese biscuits. Must have escaped. And there's some pate.
Ah, we'll have a good nosh, shall we? In here. All on our own.
I shall sit in the editor's chair.
And I shall sit on the editor's desk.
Oh, I haven't got any wine left.
We'll share mine, then.
Debbie!
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Debbie!
Whoa. Across the crowded room.
My goodness, you've come. Jill Moon's still trying to think of an answer to the last remark I made to our revered news editor as being as poisonous as ever. And that new reporter's got them all rolling in the aisles.
Oh.
Well, he will be doing it, I should think, for long.
Where is he?
I can't see it. Oh, there he is. That's him over behind the telex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the name's Gray. Where's the baby?
Downstairs. You don't think I'll bring him up here, do you?
Oh, I don't know. His noise is just about his level. He'd feel quite at home. Cigarette smoke might not be such a good idea, I suppose.
It's not him I'm thinking about. It's me. Give me quite the wrong image.
Well, you'll have to show him off to everyone sooner or later. I mean,
where's Liz? I want to talk to her about my article.
I thought you'd come to say goodbye to Mike.
I don't know that I
I can't agree with you, Harry. I mean, why have a woman's page anyway? You might as well have a man's page, right? Oh, hello.
Can I have a word with you?
Yes, of course. Excuse me, Harry. What is it, Jerry?
Look, I wonder what you thought of my article.
Well,
the maternity ward one.
Yeah, I know the one you mean. Good. A bit abrasive, but good.
I thought you liked them abrasive.
Yeah. Look, I want to offer you a freelance series on the same theme.
Great.
Well, we can't really talk about it now, but I want an article on each one of those women in the ward with you, including the ward sister, with their views of the place.
Oh.
I think you'll find a lot of different attitudes, much more variety.
You mean I'd have to interview sister?
If you're interested in the job. Come in and see me on Monday, will you? Mike? Mike?
Yes, over here. Yeah.
Mike? Are you dying to get away?
Well, before too long, if that's okay.
Well, I was just wondering when the right moment was. You're going to have to stand a presentation, I'm afraid.
I'll try not to burst into tears.
Yeah, so will I. I hope you've got your speech ready.
Everything's ready. Case packed, in the car around the corner, all set for the big getaway.
You're going straight on to Bath from here, you mean?
Not much point in going back to number one. Everything's gone now. Except for Puddle. I never did manage to find her.
Well, well, well. Oh. So you're coming on my knee, are you? Who's a naughty girl, then? Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Underdown.
Oh, what a marvellous domestic scene.
Well, I've only got one chair to sit in as yet, but I thought I might as well have a fire. It always makes it look a bit more homely, doesn't it?
Mm.
And see who's turned up.
Yeah, I noticed. The elusive Puddle.
The minute I lit the fire, there she was. Appeared from nowhere to lie down in front of it.
And we've all been combing the neighbourhood for her.
Yeah. I don't think she liked the disturbance. Mm? People coming and going. Furniture being carried in and out. Cats don't like that sort of thing.
All Puddle thinks about is number one.
Mm. Yeah, oh, exactly.
It's open. Come in. Come in. Ah. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Matt.
Sorry, they're all out at the back in the plant. That's why I left the door open. Come to see Lynn, have you?
No. No, actually, I've come to see you. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, what are we going to do without you, Mike?
You'll manage.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.